Got a feeling it might be Mr. Dyer. Hello. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Mr. Dyer. I thought it might be. How are you, sir?
Yeah, very good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Excellent. Listening to another excellent show.
So, tell them about this situation, because you know all about the situation with his signed dying stuff, because, of course, it was your sort of superb detectiveness that found out the thing when the guy came down to us.
Yeah, basically what happened on that was Joel Barnett coming to sign for us. I'd do my checks. You go onto the FA website, you look at your sign and die list, you look at your suspension list. I went on the sign and die list. There it was, Jay Barnett. Is it Joel Barnett? Is it another Jay Barnett? Who knows? Said to Danny Chapman to look then. Saturday, we got a problem Saturday. This was Saturday morning. We signed him on the Thursday, and on the Saturday morning, after I've done all my checks, doing the checks, and I saw it, and I thought, nah, that can't be. I thought, that's dodgy. So I got on the phone to Chapo straight away and said, look, you can't play him this afternoon. Why not? I said, because he's signing dying. I've got a player here, Jay Barnett, that's signing dying. It's too risky. Right, okay, leave it with you. Got onto the phone to the FA, rang up, I can't remember, it might have been Mark Ives, I can't remember now. Spoke to the FA. They said, look back through the records, saw Jay Barnett and saw another Barnett that was suspended as well at the same time, brothers. So my immediate, the FA said, you can't play him, because he doesn't like it, he's Joel Barnett. So hence, I said, you can't play him. I'll come in early, got in early, got Joel Barnett in the office, had a chat with him, said, have you got a brother called, his name I can't remember now, he said, yeah, did you play for this Sunday morning side? I don't remember. He said, well, I said, if you did, and if you signed for them, and they've gone bust, and you are money. And I think it was something stupid, like 10, 15 quid. I mean, that's all it was. I said, you can't play it until you've paid it. And hence, we didn't play him. The FA flagged it up. They've looked into it. Of course, he'd play for Thurrock, Tilbury, and Bishop Stortford as well. He played for in their reserve side. And the rest is history, as you know. Thurrock got relegated with the 3 points. According to the secretary there, Anthony or whoever that was there at the time, said they'd done their checks like I did, but it wasn't on the list when they done their checks. But I don't know, it was there when I looked. That's how that one came about, and that's the thing with Enfield Town and this one. I feel really sorry for Enfield. I feel really sorry for the secretary and everything and everything that's going on in there, but I can't see him getting away with it.
Right, just again, and obviously you heard what I said about, the checks and that. If this was you and you had a player and it had the two teams they played for, would you check both teams?
Definitely.
Because there is a glitch, isn't there, at the FA? We've got to 100% say this.
Yeah.
There is a fault, and this is where I think Enfield have got a very strong case.
There is, but at the same time, I'm vigorous with this. I mean, Joel Barnett wouldn't have come to light if I hadn't been as vigorous as I was in my checks. I feel with every player that we get, I find out where he's played. I'll pick down, talk to the player where he's been. I'll look myself over records. If I can't find anything or find things that look up, look on the suspension list, etc., then I'll send an email off to the discipline department and say, right.
Because obviously this wouldn't have shown up on the suspension list because obviously he was under three different fan numbers.
Yeah, but I'm...
That's the booking thing, isn't it, that comes up. He had a different one for Chesham, a different one for VCD, and a different one for Enfield.
Your phone numbers play the phone, though.
I don't think they do, mate, because I know for the fact that... Because I've done something to the FA this year, and I've got two different ones, and I was like, well, what's that about? I think that's been the problem. I think Enfield rung up and they said he's only been booked once twice for VCD, and I think once for them.
Yeah, I've got two myself. I've got one as a ref and one as being part of the coach.
Right, but as a player, I'm pretty sure if you're just down as a player, you keep the same fan number. The only way you'll get two different fan numbers, which I've seen it on our system when I go on the Essex FA one, you get players with different fan numbers. The reason for that is different spellings of the name.
Could have been exactly the case. Yeah, they could have had him. Obviously, someone might have registered him in a different name.
Yeah.
Which I think could have been the case, because you know his surname is misspellable.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
but again, three different spellings of it. You know, he. You would think that he writes it down. So.
What I'd say that is, it's like if I signed up for a betting account, right, and I've done five different betting accounts.
Be careful what you're saying.
I can't bet on horses.
You can bet on an horse, mate.
I love my horses. So if I signed up with five different betting accounts, and three out of four I'd spelt wrong, but my address and my postcode were exactly the same as the other five. If I try to re-register and get another deal, because they do, if you sign up, it will go. We've already got.
That's why there's a glitch in the system, Tone. That's exactly the glitch in the system.
Yeah, it
should pick it up. They've gave three different ones. But then, but this is what I'm saying to you, and again, I'm not pointing any blame at Enfield in this way, because I said the sector, they're lovely people. But if you would have seen, you signed Jamie Guy this year. So you look on his registration form, and he's put down he's been at Witham, and just say he put down he'd been at Sudbury. If you went up to him and said, how many bookings you done, and if he said something like eight, and you knew it was close, would you check both clubs?
Yeah, I checked everything anyway. I checked when he signed, I checked with Witham, and I checked with, where was he? He was somewhere else as well, when I can't remember who he was with now.
Might have been Abridge,
yeah.
Yeah,
Harry didn't put down Chesham on his form. Say he just put BCD.
That's what I mean. That's why there is the FA should know. And this is what I keep saying. That, you know, I'm not blaming Enfield at all here, one little bit, because they did. You know, they've gone to the FA. The glitch in the system is with the FA, and I'm pretty sure that the FA did come back and say no. You know, he's only got two. I think there's been some repercussions at the FA because of their mistake, but. Being the FA, and as Ray just said, they won't own up to it. They'll just say, well, that's the rules. You should diligence of your own club, which is wrong. You know, they changed all this system when the Sundays and Saturdays come over and you could play here, and to make it easier for clubs. But if it is a misspelling or it is something, then as Tony just said, that should trigger on the software system or something. This is the same player. As a secretary, you wouldn't ring up and go, oh, if I spelt, you know, is that, that's his, he's wrote that name down, that's what I've done, or, you know, you know, how many Tommy Smiths are there? There's hundreds of them.
Right, exactly.
You know, there's hundreds of them, isn't there? Oh, so, yes. Tommy Smith could have played for 35 clubs this year.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
stupid.
That's why I can't see why the misspelling would make an issue, because there's so many players with the same name. How many Tony Russells must be out there in the country?
Only one.
No, there is. Yeah, God help us. But there is. But you know, there is, and that is where that system should, as Tone said, with the postcodes or whatever, just trigger and say, "Well, that's him," and that's obviously not what's happened here.
I think. Listen, we can go around the houses. I think the bottom line, I think what this is proving out of this conversation is that there is no. You can say, mate, they should have done that, but there's no major fault.
No.
By Enfield Town. Right, that's what I'm going to say.
They haven't played in on purpose suspended. No.
Right, so what I'm trying to say is they've done nothing outrageous to deserve what they've done. They've had the season of their life. They've got into the playoffs. The manager, We played them earlier in the season, right, away, and we lost 1-0, and I don't know how we lost. They were the worst side we played this season, right? Now, that manager went under controversy. Mm. They've got this new manager in, and we played them 3 months later, and they were one of the best sides we've seen. So he completely turned it around, turned him into cannon fodder in relegation to in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Season of his life, the bloke has worked so hard to get players in and to work on shape. To get this close, to rip it away from him, I don't know the guy, but I think he must be heartbroken.
But we've said that, and like I said, there's some great people at Enfield. Roger, Keith, you know, the chairman, they're a top club, one of the nicest clubs, and their supporters and what they've done in the years to be, and no one's even saying it, but when, and it's not coming from them, but when you read a lot of messages, there's a lot on social media yesterday that was, and I'm not pronouncing, absolutely slaughtering the league. This isn't down to the league.
It's not a league problem.
It's the FA problem.
Exactly.
And someone needs to come out and say it.
You can understand their frustration.
You can.
You've got to blame someone.
Go to the FA and blame them. They're the only ones that can reverse this. Because
you can't speak to someone in the FA. It's such a massive organisation. You can't pinpoint someone to blame. Yeah. Where the Ryman is the Ryman League. So you go to your next above and they deal with their next above. And so all people are doing is going, we're in the Ryman League. It's your show. What are you planning?
So my question is, though, I suppose, is when do you sign the player up for the season? When does he not become your player as such? Is it after your last game, or is it at a certain date?
It depends if he's on contract or not. If you just sign him on a normal thing, he's your player until someone puts 7 days and comes and gets him.
I think the FA need to understand that clubs at this level rely on people to volunteer and give up their time to do things. Mm. And to penalise someone, I know, some secretaries are really banging on it.
This isn't Mickey Mouse football time. This is serious football. Like Ray takes his job real serious. Tone does. Dave, and even Enfield take this job very serious. So it's not, you know, and like I said, it's the problem with this for me is the glitch at the FA. If this trigger thing, as you said, like I said, we're talking about Aaron and we can say about his name being misspelt, but like I said, there are hundreds of Tommy Smiths out there that play football on a Saturday across the country. They can't have 200 bookings. Every time something comes up, something's got to be done.
Yeah, the only thing I would say with that as well, if you've got a Tommy Smith, a load of Tommy Smiths, there's not many of them that are going to be on the same date of birth, because that's where I should have said this, that's where I picked Joel Barney up from. Mm. When I checked it, his date of birth was exactly the same as the Jay Barney on the system. What's the chances of that Jay Barney having the same birthday as another one?
No, but what we're saying is, Ray, is that obviously with Aaron, you said about the different fan numbers, because they spelt his name wrong or something. So even the date of birth wouldn't have made a difference. They still should have seen, even i.e., like you said, the three of them would have had exactly the same date of births. They've had the same postcode. They'd have had the same. So that should have triggered up from the FA, not from... It shouldn't have been split like this.
I agree. No, I do agree. There's another player out there. I'm not going to name names or teams or anything, because when I do this signy die check, there's a player out there that's signy die, and I've seen his name, and I'm thinking, if we ever signed him, I'd have to double check that.
You can't pick the phone up, say what to the player and not name him. If you're going to do it, ball's on the table, isn't it? Ball's on the table.
You're right. And like I said, you know, it's just unfair on Enfield, you know, all the four other clubs, the league. It's just absolutely just kill them. And the funny thing that does upset me, and this is why everyone has to keep going, I've seen Dave Anderson and that tweet about the FA, and is that they're not that bothered. They've done it. And then, well, that's your problem. You get on with it. And they've just left it up to the league to deal with. Like, they're going to have to hear an appeal and then maybe an arbitration. But they're like, well, it doesn't matter if your league ain't going to be concluded within a month, and all these teams aren't going to do that, and it's going to backlog of the league's when they formalise the leagues and who comes up and down and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't got. They don't care if if Met Police have to pay their players for another 4 weeks, or if Dulwich have to, or whatever, and they don't give a monkeys.
If it was a Premiership or the Championship, that would have been sorted by now.
And by the way, if anyone from the FA is listening, I am Tommy Smith.
I've called him worse. I've called him a lot worse.
Yeah, Tommy Smith. No, he has, yeah.
But yeah, now if it had been the Premiership or the Championship or up in the high levels, possibly even Conference, I don't know. I reckon that would have been virtually sorted by now.
Mm. Yeah, they would have had to appeal the next day, and away they go.
They would have done. Yeah, without a doubt.
But how long can this carry on for? I mean, you know, because I mean, we were talking earlier on
about. You said it's a fortnight. Yeah. They've got 14 days to appeal.
But what I'm saying is, that then you got stuff after that. What I'm saying is, we were talking earlier on about what league everybody's going to be in. You know, just that could even put that back.
Well, that's happened before, isn't it? That happened even.
You could be talking 4 or 6 weeks later, but. If it goes to an appeal, which obviously I'm sure it will do, and if Enfield unfortunately lose that, then they take it to arbitration, then you're looking, I can't remember how long that lasted for Thurrock, because they have to get legal people and everything. And that
it's an expense for them. Up. And as I said, Ray, and this is where, Enfield come forward with this. And I 100% guarantee that there'll be clubs all over the country that this has happened to, that they don't know about, or did and haven't said anything, and hasn't been dragged up. Because if Enfield wouldn't have gone to the FA, this would not have come forward.
No one would have known. No,
and they would have been the playoffs would have been playing tonight, and they could have been up. So that is also, like, as Tony said, they've done nothing wrong. They're out, they're up front. Even like I said, they could have, even if they did find out, they did know about it. Right, they could have played the playoffs and then see what happened, got promoted, and then just took the consequences next year. But they didn't do it because there are such good people as Roger Reed and all that there that wouldn't have let that happen.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I do want to come across. We're not having a go at Enfield Town here one little bit.
No, definitely.
We want them to be in the playoffs.
I think the moral of the story is honesty is not always the best policy.
Sometimes, Tone, as me and you also say.
It just seems to be a complete and utter mess and... It's as you say, it's just going to keep dragging on and dragging on and dragging on, and it's just a real shame.
As I say, I hope Enfield get away with it and they're in the playoffs and that. But I've just got that nagging feeling in the back of my head and thinking of what happened.
They're not going to go back on it because they've got to admit they're wrong.
Well, the FA, the only, like I said, if they've got actual, as the rumours are going around, they've got documentation from the FA to say that. They wasn't going to take any further action, and that is their only get out of jail. But until anyone sees that and it's hearsay or whatever, but I hope they have, because the FA do need to get this sorted, because it's going to happen again and again and again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Perfect. Got any more Enfield Town fans? We're not going to go in and how you feel, Ray, because we do feel for you.
Yeah. Did you phone Samaritans last night, by the way?
No, I didn't. No, I'm just I was down. I sat in the boardroom on me Jack Jones for a little while last night, just thinking. But at the end of the day, we go again next year. What's done is done. I gave it their best shot. I know what Tony said, and I'm not going to. No, I thought we played well last night. The defence hasn't been brilliant all season, and that's not through lack of trying. That's we've had 7 days for different players and that going in at the centre half stage and sometimes like Tony said earlier, you put in these 7 days and the players don't want to come, and you think. You're staying there, and you don't want to come to the challenge for the championship. Don't understand it, but that's that's life. And it's playoff, isn't it? It just hurts when you're points you're unneeded. You all them points, same as last year. We had loads of points. We had 90 odd points last year, 100 odd points this year. Loads of goals, and you still don't go up 2 years on the trot. It hurts, and I think. To be honest, I think next season, is going to be even harder than this season.
Yeah, it will be. When you've got a few big clubs coming in.
Exactly, exactly. You're going to have Bury Town going for it. You're going to have Hornchurch wanting to get straight back up.
Cry.
Wickham are going to want to go straight back up. Cry will be strong. Phoenix Sports may even, you know, Hollingshead Borough. Who knows what them two are going to bring in.
I think you got to look at it from Harlow's point of view, though. You're getting better every year. Your points total is getting more. Your goals are getting more. So all the while you're improving. I know it's a bit painful, but if you have a season when you go backwards and you don't get as many points, and then you can probably start pushing panic buttons. But you're not that far off. I mean, as I say, you're talking 1 point, and you could all. I'm sure you can all look back at a game during the season where you should have got that point or could have got that point. You know,
the game that sticks in my mind is Sudbury away. We were leading 1-0 going into injury time, and Mark Gould will come out with a tackle on just outside the box. Won the ball cleanly. Referee points to the spot and gives the penalty. And
Thames meter away must have been a killer as well.
Ooh.
2-0 up.
He took it there.
2-0 up.
He took it.
All of a sudden, Mourinho
are out there. He's looking for a job at the moment. So.
2-0 up. Mourinho steps out his box.
Here we go.
Ping pong pong.
Tactical genius.
Game over.
Tactical genius. Yeah. Give you a 2-0 start.
Took tone everything you knew.
He said earlier that he'd give you a 2-0 start, and then he decided to do your little bits and pieces. And before you know it, it's 3-2, and he's off 3 points.
That's it. There's my resignation. I'm down the road.
Boom.
We just thought we'd give Thames made a Christmas present. That's all it was.
Yeah, well, we needed points. I was going great. Good luck, Ray.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kate.
No worries, mate. Thanks, mate.
All right.
Speak to you later.
Take care.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye.